I've seen sisters who have been in this situation where they'll go home and their mom is actually mad at them for not being married. Like, how are you mad at your daughter for not being married? Like, what is she ask? Do you want her to ask for the brother? I don't have a problem, by the way, with sisters appropriately going and approaching brothers, but it's like they're blaming them. And one mom had said something to her daughter along the lines of, "If you were smart, you would have tons of guys lining up at the door." I mean, what? You know, this is really interesting advice coming from a mother to her daughter, even in a joking fashion. Because what does it tell her about her self-worth and how she's supposed to carry herself and put herself in a public space or an environment? So for a daughter who's facing this, where she herself, subhanAllah, has become content with Allah's decree and is waiting, is open to marriage, but is not desperate, but her parents are, what I would say is for you to politely give the reminders about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destining for each person their match, and that match coming when that time is right. At the same time, we tie the camel, so making sure that you know, it's not just tawakkul, but you're involved in some kind of practical way of opening yourself up to more and more consideration processes, whether that's having your parents talk to the imam in the masjid saying, "Keep my daughter in mind for suitable spouses," or I don't know about the online databases very much, but if there's something that's online that is appropriate and not disrespectful towards the sisters or the brothers, but making sure that you are practically going after it without being desperate for it. And the other thing is that sometimes, even as you're doing everything you possibly can on a practical level to open up the possibility of marrying the right person, it's still not written for you to be married yet, and the parents are still behaving in a way where they're upset with you and they're anxious. Realize that at the end of the day, you can only control your own choices. You can't control the behavior of your parents. So be content with that. You've done all that you can do to open them up to having rida. But if at the end they don't and they're still sort of desperate for you or anxious, have mercy on them and realize that's just the way it's going to be.